Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. You're on 98.5. It is Beck driving you home, and it's time for some midweek motivation. And joining us this Wednesday is Jeff Woodward from Metro Church. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing really well, thank you. How are you going?
Good. Looking forward to being inspired by you on this Wednesday.
Well, I think we all need a bit of inspiration every day, regardless of the season we're in. And I think a lot of us right now are in places where we can see all the limitations and all the things that aren't the way we want them to be. I think everyone's pretty aware of that. But I've been thinking a lot about some of the characters in the Bible, not to draw out doctrine, but just to draw out how to live a better life and how to go through some of the things that we all go through. Again, every one of us can point to limitations or to stuff, maybe in our job place or in our relationship. I know I've got family that are a long way away that I've wanted to go and see, tried to go and see, haven't been able to yet. And it's very easy in places like that to start to feel like, you know what, nothing's going right or nothing's going the way I want. And we think a lot about this guy, Joseph, who just about everybody's heard of, if only because of the musical, the Technicolor Dreamcoat. But, you know, when you read into his story and you go, here's a young man who hasn't done anything wrong, and yet he ends up in some pretty bad places of isolation and restriction in his life, becomes sold into slavery in Potiphar's house. And then, of course, she, Potiphar's wife, tries to have a way with him. He ends up being unjustly accused, thrown into jail. It's a fairly long time before he gets out and becomes the famous Prime Minister of Egypt through some pretty spectacular turnarounds. But I just love what the guy does in the middle of it. And, you know, the fact that he serves well. And I know I've felt helpless myself on lots of occasions in life, and one of the things I try to do is to remind myself that I'm never helpless, I'm never hopeless. There's always something I can do. I know during some of the lockdown, I've got grandchildren over East, so I just started writing them a letter every week. It was easy to phone them up, but I just knew they'd look forward to getting something in the mail. So none of the things were expensive. They were just something every single week going, you know what? I'm not helpless. Here's something I can do.
That's nice.
And I think that they're pretty important things to keep in mind. Plus, it gets the attention off of yourself and your own emotional state, you know, what you don't have, and starts putting on, who's someone around about me that I can help? Who's somebody around about me? I think if you're a Christian right now, good gracious me, your prayer list ought to be like, you know, a kilometre long, because there's so many people around who are just open to going, would you like me to pray for you? Or my church will pray for you, or something like that. And I find actually where we are right now to be pretty inspiring in a lot of ways, not to take away from the pain or the difficulty that a lot of people are experiencing, but just going, what about if I just make a bit of a shift here and start looking around going, who can I encourage? Who could I be a blessing to? I think there's a lot of people like that and a lot of opportunity.
So what's your take-home point for people today, Jeff? What do you want people to walk away with?
I want everyone to realise that you're never helpless and you're never hopeless. There's always something you can do. No matter what your situation you're in, you can reach out to somebody, you could help somebody, you could do something. And you've just got to switch your mind to go, what can I do?
I love that. Thank you so much. Jeff Woodward from Metro Church has been our guest for Midweek Motivation today. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Pleasure. Great to see you all.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.